I'm with Monet Lee prior to tonight's women's basketball game against Chico State. Monet, you're going to have a chance to break the school's career points record. Not exactly how you wanted to do it, but it's quite a story to go with it.
Yes, absolutely. More than anything, I'm just, you know, so thankful for everybody cheering me on and just rallying me to do this and setting me up to do this. It's just an awesome situation, you know, even though it's really not awesome. It's cool that people around me, you know, support me enough to help me get this last point and achievement.
You tied the points at San Marcos, and then 2 minutes in, obviously, you went down. Is this something like you were thinking of, you're going to think about for a long time, that stuck at 1,470 points tied?
I really couldn't tell you. Since the injury, of course, every day I think about it. I think more so because season is still in play, and I'm still a part of this team, and it's, you know, a thought every day that I should be out there and I could be out there. But as far as later in life, I mean, I hope it turns into something good for me and, you know, something that I'll remember forever because it helped me to, you know, grow or whatever it, you know, ends up being.
I've gotten to know you for a little bit while now, a couple of months. You've always been this tough woman. Are you going to kind of break down emotionally tonight, just knowing you got this one opportunity to do this?
No. Well, I couldn't tell you that either. I'm lying if I say no, but I hope I don't. I hope I don't. It's emotional now already. I mean, it's just so awesome that, you know, like I said, for the people to set this up for me. But I'll probably be emotional if my team loses. That's where the emotions will come into play. Other than that, if we win, it's just going to be all, you know, happy and just good vibes.
Talk about how the process of this whole thing. I mean, Coach Molly Goodenbauer has a really good relationship with Chico State. Talk about how the process came in to set this all up.
To be quite honest, I had no thoughts of, you know, this kind of thing happening. I know that Molly has, you know, a lot of friends within this conference, and especially Chico. Brian is a good friend of hers, and I still never thought of it. But it's so cool that this happened. But I never would have, you know, thought that this would happen. And when she told me, I was just like, that, I mean, you know, kind of makes sense, and it's awesome of Brian to co-sign and be in on this. It's just so cool.
Obviously, this is an unusual scripted play. How is this going to work? I mean, obviously, is Breezy going to have anything to say with this?
Yeah. I've heard that it's just going to be, you know, jump ball and a pass to me, and then, you know, we let them score and then game on. But yeah, of course Breezy has some input on this. She says that she has to be the one that gets the assist for this.
And then before we talked, Molly asked you if you've been practicing your layups. How do you feel about that now?
Oh, yeah, I hate when they bring that up, man. It makes me more nervous than I already am, but I'll be okay. Even if I miss, I'll be okay.
Now that we'll look into the future, has Molly talked to you about a role on the bench to be like a leader for the team?
Absolutely. The day that this happened, she right from the get-go, she had told me that I'm still a huge and one of the biggest parts of, you know, the rest of this season, and that I need to be involved as much as possible outside of everything that I have to do as far as taking care of my knee, that I need to be at practices, vocally there, and just there for my teammates. I unfortunately didn't make it to their road trip last week, which I'm sad about, but it was just too hard physically and emotionally last week, but I'm glad this week I'm stable and able to get around, and I could make it out with my team to support, encourage, and, you know, be there for them.
And then one final question, is coaching in your mind in the future?
Definitely, and I mean, I was never for sure about this situation, but after, for some reason, after this injury, that it just became like a thing where I just feel like I have to do, you know. Not necessarily that this knee is, the injury is taking me out of ever playing again, but I just need to be involved with the game of basketball somehow, and I think coaching would be the best fit for me, and I would love to be like Molly one day.
Monet, we wish you the best of luck tonight on that one layup, and hopefully we'll see you emotionally break down.
Thanks, Ricky. Appreciate it.